Good afternoon. Welcome to City Hall. We're pleased to announce a partnership today between the Jaguars, the City of Jacksonville, and the Jaguars Jacksonville Chamber. We're just days away, obviously, from the start of the 2013 NFL season, and it's a great time to be a Jaguars fan. You can feel the momentum, the excitement starting to build around this football team. And obviously, we're coming off one of the busiest off seasons in franchise history. A new logo, no uniforms, new general manager, new head coach, and a lot of things for Jaguars fans to be excited about. And a way today that we announce for all of the Jaguars fans, a way to connect with their team. And this partnership geared towards individuals, businesses, schools, and the military. As you can see, we have a lot of folks here to share their ideas with you. So let's start with the mayor of Jacksonville, the Honorable Alvin Brown.
Thank you, Brian. It's an honor to be with so many business leaders and community leaders to support the Jaguars. This is not just a team. The Jaguars are our team. Let me acknowledge the continued hard work and commitment to Jacksonville we've seen from Shad Khan. It's been a pleasure to get to know him for over the last 2 years, to be a part of an all-newfound energy and enthusiasm growing at Everbank Field. I also want to acknowledge Mark Lamping for his leadership and commitment and making sure we're all working together. I want to acknowledge Dave Caldwell, our GM, and all the players and staff, and especially the fans. The fans. The Jaguars are an integral part of our city and our region. Many people have played a role. And I want to thank our chairman of the Jacks Chamber, Greg Smith, for his support, always standing up, stepping up to the plate. I want to acknowledge my good friend and new CEO of Jacks Chamber, Daniel Davis, and City Council President Bill Gulliford for being here today to show their support. It's important that we continue to stand united all season. By now, you'll all see me at the games and know I'm personally a huge fan of the Jaguars. But I also want you to know how much I respect the value of the team, both on and off the field. The Jaguars and the Foundation for years have helped build value in community services. One area I want to say thank you is the Jaguars' commitment to our veterans. I set a goal as mayor to make Jacksonville the most welcoming city in America for military and veterans. Without organizations like the Jaguars aligned in that mindset, my job would be much more challenging. It's clear being an NFL city makes us more marketable, competitive, and recognizable as we continue important discussions on diversifying our economy and what sort of city we truly want to be. I'm 100% behind the Jaguars. You'll see me at the games this year. You'll see me out asking people to buy tickets and come enjoy the excitement. It's going to be a great year, and I can feel it in my heart. I know our players are going to play hard, and we're going to stand united. Together, we can win. Together, we stand united. Go Jags!
Thank you, Mayor Brown. Your support is integral to the Stand United Fridays that we're here to talk about today. You know, the Jacksonville City Council represents every corner and every citizen and business of this great city. And so I am pleased next to introduce to you the president of the Jacksonville City Council, Bill Gulliford.
Thank you, Brian. I can't do this as well as the mayor or Brian Sexton, but I'll try and make a couple of quick points and observations. I echo the mayor's words. The Jaguars have become ingrained in our local culture and community, and all of you see that everywhere you go. This team has impacted our people and a city as a whole in a way that nothing else really could, I don't believe. How many of you have noticed over the years the incredible pictures, for instance, that we get over our TV sets when the NFL does a game or the TV stations do a game here, or the media does any kind of presentation, and it puts a great picture to the world of Jacksonville. And to that end, they've obviously put us on the map nationally, but now we're going international, going to London, representing our city, and I think that the benefit to that, to the community as a whole, cannot even be measured, but I think we will see what that brings to Jacksonville as becoming visual to the world. And last, another point that seems to get neglected in all the hoorah is how much they've given back to the community and continue to give back. The millions of dollars that they have contributed, not only the money, the contribution of money, but also the contribution of time, energy, effort, the involvement that many players have gotten into the community and numerous efforts and action. So we want everybody in Northeast Florida and even our friends up in Southern Georgia to be part of the excitement and the energy that will surround this 2013 season. Businesses, schools, the military, individuals, all of you can be a part of celebrating the Jags and showing the immense support that we have for this team. I encourage everyone here and everyone looking or watching to stand united with us and with the Jaguars this and every game day Friday. Go Jags!
Thanks, Bill. Well, from the smallest mom and pop to the largest business in Jacksonville, they have, for years, been among the biggest supporters of the Jaguars. Tickets, suites, signs, they have been integral to the success and will be to the future success of the franchise. Once again, they are coming up this year to help support the Stand United effort, and we are happy to have with us Daniel Davis, the new president of the Jacksonville Chamber. Daniel.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today, and it's an honor to be up here with these distinguished folks standing before you. And this is all I have to say. The Jaguars and the business community are tied at the hip, and we need each other to be as successful as we can be. So I'm excited to play this new role and be able to support the Jaguars this way, and I look forward to standing united with the Jaguars in the future. Thank you very much for letting me come out today.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Now to introduce you to the man who's leading the effort over at Everbank Field, day in and day out, the president of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Mark Lamping.
Thanks, Brian. First, I really want to express our appreciation, Bill, that you came out, and Daniel, Greg, as well, to join us here today. We had to coerce Dave to leave the office. It seems like he's been making transactions and completing them at a dizzying pace, but this is a very important day for us. We're going to talk a little bit about Stand United and that entire initiative, but one thing that I wanted to share with the city of Jacksonville today, and particular our partners that reside in this building, we will be unveiling in the north end zone for the game Sunday. And this sign will remain up for all of our home games. There will be a message at field level, which will get significant exposure from the national broadcast of our games all throughout the country, and even games that perhaps may be broadcast overseas, and highlights, which could go any place in the world. You'll see, in addition to the north end zone at field level, that'll simply say, "Welcome to Jacksonville, Florida." And we think that's very much an important aspect of the type of leadership that Bill and his predecessors and Mayor Brown have provided, and a great relationship between the football team and our public and private partners. Stand United Fridays is a initiative to engage and to give fans and businesses and schools and the military the opportunity to celebrate each week with the team. Each Friday, we will be encouraging fans throughout the community to wear their Jaguars gear to the office, to their schools. We certainly hope for support and appreciate everything that's been done so far. We're actually going to have a pep rally this Thursday at Everbank Field from 6:30 to 7:30 to kick off the season. You'll have an opportunity to see the roar, the D-line, Jacksonville, and also hear from head coach Gus Bradley. We'll also announce that evening the results of a poll that has been going on online for quite some time, and that's the naming of the new Jaguar Cub that was born in July at the world-class Jacksonville Zoo. A little baby jaguar was actually born on Chad Khan's birthday. What a coincidence. Each month, we're also going to have a competition amongst businesses and schools where those organizations can show how they are standing united with the Jaguars. You'll be able to post pictures to our Facebook page. We'll let fans vote on who's doing the best job of standing united with the Jaguars, and we'll be awarding the winning group 40 tickets for a future home game. We're also very appreciative of the support that we've received locally from businesses, particularly businesses here in the all-important downtown core of Jacksonville. And you'll see beginning on Friday, the Friendship Fountain turned teal for the day, and hopefully encouraging other businesses downtown to do likewise. We'll also each and every Friday before Jaguar home games is we're going to have a scavenger hunt. You'll be able to go to our Facebook page for our information, jaguars.com as well for information, and we will have throughout the region, someplace we'll have a hidden Jaguars helmet signed by Gus Bradley, some of our players, along with Shad Khan, so you can look forward to that each and every Friday prior to home games. Fans will be encouraged to interact with the team through hashtag StandUnited, and we'll be having promotions at bars throughout the restaurant, over 130 bars in and around the city of Jacksonville, with 20 different bars hosting Stand United Fridays, where they'll have specials. We'll have appearances from the Roar, from Jacksonville, from former Jaguar greats, as well as merchandise. Our partnership with the Florida Times Union will be showcased with a Stand United masthead, which will be running each Friday before Jaguar home games. And on Fridays, before every home game, from 10 o'clock till 7 o'clock, we'll have the gift shop open in the East Club to give our fans the opportunity to get some of the great new Jags merchandise. So this is a initiative that would not be possible with great partnership and leadership from the mayor's office, from the council president's office, and also from the local business community. And on behalf of Shad Khan and all of us that are fortunate enough to make Jacksonville our home and to have a chance to work for the Jaguars, thank you very much.
So as you can see, it's never been easier or more fun for people to be behind their team, but with Stand United Fridays, it's a chance to be a part of the team and to be integrated through it every single weekend throughout the NFL season. The part that I liked about what Mark just said is I'm eager to see that sign, Welcome to Jacksonville, which I'm sure many of Jacksonville's businesses are as well. I'd like to introduce the president of the Chamber Board, Greg Smith.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to follow up on a couple of things that Mark highlighted on Stand United. What we're going to do from the business community is we're going to send out a mailing to our 3,000 members, encouraging them to really display a sign in their windows talking about Stand United, talking about the Jaguars, wearing support pins and gear, as Mark was talking about. We really want to get the business community engaged. It's really an exciting time with a new, young team. This city benefits so much from our partnership with the Jaguars, going back to when they came here in 95. As we go out and talk to businesses about relocating to Jacksonville, one of the things that really stands out is we're one of the 32 cities that has an NFL franchise. So critically important business community, stands united behind the Jaguars. Looking forward to a great season. Thank you.
All right, time for a little football now. If you're a hardcore fan or just a casual fan, you have to be excited about the way that this next gentleman has been putting the pieces in place. It just makes sense. So please welcome the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Dave Caldwell.
Thank you, Brian. And a special thank you to Mayor Brown, Mark Lamping, council members here, for bringing this together. What a great idea, and what a great time to bring it together and time for Football Sunday. And nobody's more excited about this weekend than myself. I can't tell you from the time I got to Jacksonville, the first thing that I noticed about this community, about this city, is the excitement and the energy surrounding the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was one of our main missions to match that energy and excitement amongst our team and our locker room. And we feel like we've done it. We have 53 players, 20-some-odd coaches that are in that locker room right now, and we're excited, and the energy is high. And the only thing I can ask you on Fridays, wear it proud and bring it loud on Sunday. So that's the only thing that we want to do, and we look forward to seeing all you guys and your support on Sundays and on Fridays, and we can't wait for the season to start.
All right, folks, there you go. These Stand United Fridays are a great way for anyone, businesses, schools, the military, individuals, to be engaged with their team. And as you heard Dave say, they mean a lot to the players as well. The pep rally's Thursday. The first Stand Friday is this week, and the Jaguars host the Kansas City Chiefs at Everbank Field, 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Thanks for standing united, and we appreciate all of your support. Have a great afternoon.